The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller. I've got Ron McDonald with me, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. And gee whiz, Ron. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I forgot to give the tag for the ease of the feds to catalog and review. It's the 28th day of November, 2016. I am just in amazement of all the things that they're trying to do to cause chaos, dissension. You know, I mean, Black Lives Matter. That rolls around based off of what? Criminals going around knuckle-dragging and doing whatever and proclaiming that they don't have any rights or their rights are not being protected. I got news for them. There's been more white people killed by cops in this country than there have been black people, although some might argue a disproportionate amount. Well, we came up with nice little programs such as the war on drugs that threw people in prison, in jail, and for what? To stop drug dealing? When we can just take a look at who the number one drug runners are in this country, or people operating allowed to bring their drugs into this country. Hell, we watched an entire round back in the 70s and the 80s. We watched an entire city in Florida be rebuilt on coke. Miami Beach. Maybe that was the place to be, man. You know, I mean, nightclubs and fancy cars and bankers with cash hanging out of every pocket and cops being paid off. And, gee, the FBI just couldn't do anything. And I think we had the Drug Enforcement Agency back then. And I can remember every once in a while they'd see something and they'd be proudly standing around smiling about, you know, standing around 50 bales of marijuana or, you know, a couple bales of cocaine. You don't see any drug seizures anymore in this country, do you? And the drugs...
Actually, it doesn't make the news, does it?
Well, I mean, obviously, don't you think that these government agencies, they want a little bit of good PR out there that we're doing our job? They're not doing anything. And when you're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars a year, and look how many palms this is greasing in this country, how many badges out there are being paid to look the other way? You know, how many judges? We are living in a lawless land because those that we have been told that are in position to uphold the law and go get the bad guy, evidently they've been on one hell of a long vacation. Corruption is not in the streets anymore, folks. It's not in the back alleys. It's not in the smoky little rooms anymore. It's in your nation's capital. It's flaunting it in your face. Lou in, I do believe, either this is a new country, this is actually British Columbia.
Hi, John.
How you doing, Lou?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to make a comment about the provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
There was an incident here in, excuse me, in Canada a number of years ago. It was a standoff between the police and the Mohawk Nation up in the Montreal area. And there they had a situation where there were provocateurs. And it turned out to be, really hilarious because the Mohawk guys, they noticed there was half a dozen guys that were sort of like pushing back at the police line and making all kinds of, all kinds of nasty noises. And they noticed, hey, you guys all got the same boots on.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Lou, because it's the same thing they discovered about those guys out there in Seattle. They finally noticed that, wait a minute, they all got the same footwear on.
They all got the same boots.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was a big G7 meeting here in Toronto a number of years ago as well. And, of course, the lead up to it was an excuse to to amp up the militarization of the police. They had a $1 billion budget to prep for security for this thing. And, of course, afterwards, through freedom of information stuff, the major newspaper had basically a spreadsheet of what they spent the money on. And, of course, it was everything you can imagine. It was a wish list for the police just to arm up, right? But they had provocateurs in that situation as well, right? And these were the black hooded guys, and they were breaking windows and stuff like that, setting police cars on fire. Just for the TV cameras. And then the police actually they implemented a situation, I'm sure you've heard of kettling, where they rounded up basically anybody that was on the street, and they had a mass arrest. It was the largest mass arrest in Canadian history. They put 1,000 people behind bars that night. And if you were walking your dog on the sidewalk, you just got rounded up. They just had lines of police. They corralled them into a smaller and smaller and smaller circle, and then just loaded them up. They had buses waiting, and they loaded them up, and they arrested everybody and locked them up overnight. And there was a big inquiry afterwards, and charges were laid, and the police chief had to step down, all that sort of thing. But it just demonstrates that they'll go to any lengths to create the situation that they desire.
Well, and when this is brought up to the, and let's just loosely call them authorities, these people out there in Dakota right now, they caught a provocateur within their own ranks. And what are these guys doing out there? They're sitting there with their little MRAPs, and they're geared up and ready to go to battle. Battle against what? So far, it's been a peaceful protest, and the only people that have been getting injured out there has been the protesters. Girls' arms being blown off, and people going to the hospital, and this, that, and the other. I don't know what the law is about protest up in Canada, but down here, that's kind of embodied in our guaranteed rights in this country in the First Amendment, to peaceably assemble. Well, I guess some people don't like peaceful assemblage that's going to get public attention, so they have to go in there and plant their provocateurs in there. I watched this go on all during the 90s with militia groups that had formed in this country that thought that any day that Clinton was going to start ordering gun confiscation, or somebody from the Justice Department is going to put out some edict, or some state was going to strike out on their own and start taking arms and magazines and, those evil things with a pistol grip extended below the magazine, and all this other crap. And here we are with our little single-shot pea shooters against some of the best-armed people on the planet.
Oh, yeah. It's totally one-sided anymore. Of course, we're constitutionally, we have a constitution, we have a Bill of Rights. Well, we do have a constitution, but it's not really held up. And we are supposed to be able to assemble peacefully here. But more and more, you got to get a permit.
Yeah.
Lou,
that's permissible to get your permit. If you got to get permission from the state, then it's illegal for you to do that without their permission.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's what it defines to. Thanks a lot, John. I'll let you get on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Lou. Who's the biggest peddler of fake news? Oh, gosh. You know, they didn't even put me or this network on this list, which I found to be rather strange. I mean, they didn't even bother to call up the SPLC to find out. Hell, the last time I looked, I was number 33 on her hit list. Well, they've done 200 of them, and I'm not even on the list. Everybody's talking about fake news. Well, I'll tell you what it did on the internet. Google trends show that starting in late October, late last month, that phrase absolutely exploded in terms of internet searches. I mean, absolutely exploded. In the last month, Obama, Merkel, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, many other mainstream media have warned about the dangers of fake news. Now, here is the pot calling the kettle black. There certainly is a lot of fake news, and some of it's by anti-establishment types trying to discredit American institutions with false reports. I give you Sorcha Fall before it's news. God. But as the government and mainstream media are by far the biggest purveyors of fake news. By the way, you know what the old definition of terrorism was, Ron?
No.
Government-sponsored action.
Mm.
Yeah. Wikipedia added, after 1953, the network was overseen by Alan W. Dulles, director of the CIA. By this time, Operation Mockingbird had a major influence of over 25 newspapers and wire agencies. The usual methodology, placing reports, developing from intelligence provided by the CIA to witting and unwitting reporters. Those reports would then be repeated or cited by the preceding reporters, which in turn would then be cited throughout the media wire services. The Office of Policy Coordination, or the OPC, was funded by siphoning off funds intended for the Marshall Plan. That was the rebuilding of Europe and by the U.S. after World War II. Some of this money was used to bribe journalists and publishers. In 2008, the New York Times wrote, during the early years of the Cold War, prominent writers and artists from Arthur Schlesinger Jr. to Jackson Pollock were supported, sometimes lavishly, always secretively, by the CIA as part of a propaganda war against the Soviet Union. And it was perhaps the most successful use of soft power in American history. Now guess what they've done? What is old, Ron, is new. They're right back to saying the fake news, and the reason why this site came out with a listing of the fake news, under the supposition that this is just Russian propaganda and all these people in this country that run these websites and do all this news gathering, well, we're infiltrated by Russian operatives. In the meantime, guess who just got Man of the Year in Time magazine? Vladimir Putin over Donald Trump.
He got 35% and Donald 13%. Am I correct?
I think it was 13 or 16, but it was like double.
Yeah.
A CIA operative told Washington Post owner Philip Graham in a conversation about the willingness of journalists to peddle CIA propaganda and cover stories, you would get a journalist cheaper than a good call girl for a couple $100 a month. Famed Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein wrote this in 1977. Folks, 1977, not 2007, 1977. More than 400 American journalists in the past 25 years have secretly carried out assignments for the CIA, according to documents on file in their own damn headquarters. In many instances, CIA documents show journalists were engaged to perform tasks for the CIA with the consent of the managements of America's leading news organizations. Among these executives who lent their cooperation to the agency were the heads of CBS, Time, the New York Times, the Louisville Courier. Copley News Service. Other organizations which cooperated with the CIA included ABC, NBC, AP, UPI, and Reuters. Of course, the infamous Hearst newspaper, Scripps Howard, Newsweek magazine, Mutual Broadcasting System, the Miami Herald, and the old Saturday Evening Post and the New York Herald Tribune. There is ample evidence that the America's leading publishers and news executives allowed themselves and their organizations to become handmaidens to the intelligence services. William Colby explained at one point to the church committee's investigators, he said, "Let's not pick on some poor reporters, for God's sakes. Let's go to the managements." And that guy was face down with a canoeing, face down with what? A life jacket on. Yeah. The CIA even ran a formal training program in the 1950s to teach its agents to be journalists. Intelligence officers were taught to make noises like reporters, explained a high CIA official, and were then placed in major news organizations with help from the management. Once a year during the 50s and early 60s, CBS correspondents joined the CIA hierarchy for private dinners and briefings. Alan Dulles often interceded with his good friend, the late Henry Luce, founder of Time and Life magazines, who readily allowed certain members of his staff to work for the agency and agreed to provide jobs and credentials for other CIA operatives who lacked journalistic experience. It's okay, the journalists lacked journalistic experience, so they would blend in nicely. In the 1950s and early 60s, Time magazine's foreign correspondents attended CIA briefing dinners, similar to those the CIA held for CBS. When Newsweek was purchased by the Washington Post Company, publisher Philip L. Graham was informed by the agency officials that the CIA occasionally used the magazine for cover purposes. According to the CIA sources themselves, it was widely known that Phil Graham was somebody you could get help from, said a former deputy director of the agency. Frank Wisner dealt with him. Now, Wisner, deputy director of the CIA from 1950 until shortly before his suicide in 1965, and I'm sure it was just that, was the agency's premier orchestrator of black operations, including many of which journalists were involved. Wisner liked to boast of his mighty Wurlitzer, a wondrous propaganda instrument he built and played with help from the press. Who was it from NBC there, Ron, that got bounced out and he's now some talking head on an almost non-existing MSNBC? What was that guy's name?
Oh, jeez.
I can see his face.
I can't, too.
What? Williams. Yeah. Yeah. He was taking fire in a helicopter. No, he wasn't. We caught CNN, I forget how many years ago it was, sitting on a stage, acting out as if they were in Baghdad when the bombs start falling. And they're fumbling around for their gas mask, and they set off this phony alarm, and they were fumbling for a gas mask. And then the cameras kept rolling, and somehow the unedited piece got out to the public. There they are laughing about it, walking off the set. This Christine Amanpour, this creature, has been nothing but a disinfo agent for Pentagon and CIA for years. People have finally caught on to it. You'll see less of Miss Amanpour, I'm sure, in the future. In November of 1963, the CIA claimed to have ended the program. Colby told reporters and editors from the New York Times and the Washington Star that the agency had some three dozen American newsmen on the CIA payroll, including five who worked for general circulation news organizations. Yet even while the Senate Intelligence Committee was holding its hearings in 1976, according to high-level CIA sources, the CIA continued to maintain ties with 75 to 90 journalists of every description. Executives, reporters, stringers, photographers, columnists, you name it. The boy would bag the papers for delivery.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Come on, hop along. You know, if you got to be there sooner, you got to start out earlier. At any rate, I mean, it was executives, reporters, photographers, columnists, bureau clerks, members of the broadcast technical crews. More than half of these had been moved off of CIA contracts and payrolls, but they were still bound by other secret agreements with the agency. According to an unpublished report by the House Select Committee on Intelligence, chaired by Representative Otis Pike, at least 15 news organizations were still providing cover for CIA operatives as of 1976. Now, don't worry, folks. This hasn't stopped. It's just gotten more sophisticated. Those officials most knowledgeable about the subject say that the figure of 400 journalists is probably on the low side. There were a lot of representations that if this stuff got out, some of the biggest names in journalism would get smeared. Now, an expert on propaganda testified under oath during the trial that the CIA now employs thousands of reporters and owns its own media organizations. Whether or not his estimate is accurate, it is clear that many prominent reporters still report to the CIA. A four-part BBC documentary called Century of the Self shows that an American Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, created the modern field of manipulation of public perception. And the U.S. government has extensively used his techniques. John Pilger, highly regarded journalist, the BBC's world affairs editor, John Simpson, remarked, "A country that does not have a John Pilger in its journalism is a very feeble place indeed." And Pilger himself said this back in 07. He said, "We now know that the BBC and other British media were used by the British Secret Service, MI6, in what they called Operation Mass Appeal. MI6 agents planted stories about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, such as weapons hidden in his palaces and in secret underground bunkers. All of these stories were fake. Look who went to the United Nations to sell the yellow crap. Yellow cake crap. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Same guy that was in charge of cleaning up the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite stories about the Cold War concerns a group of Russian journalists who were touring the United States. On the final day of their visit, they were asked by the host for their impressions. "I have to tell you," said the spokesman, "that we were astonished to find after reading all the newspapers and watching TV day after day that all the opinions on the vital issues are exactly the same. To get that result in our country, we would send journalists to the gulag. We even tear out their fingernails. Here you don't even have to do any of that. What's the secret?" That was 07, folks, not Cold War. For the first time in human history, Nick Davies wrote in The Independent, "For the first time in human history, there is a concerted strategy to manipulate global perception, and the mass media are operating as its compliant assistants, failing both to resist it and to expose it. The sheer ease in which the machinery has been able to do its work reflects a creeping structural weakness, which now afflicts the production of our news. I've spent the last 2 years researching a book about falsehood, distortion, and propaganda in the global media. The Zarqawi letter, which made it on the front page of the New York Times in February of 2004, was one of the sequences of highly suspect documents which were said to have been written either by Zarqawi or which were fed into the news media. And it was the latter, folks, not the former. This material is being generated in part by intelligence agencies who continue to work without effective oversight, and also by a new and essentially benign structure of strategic communications, which was originally designed by doves in the Pentagon and NATO, who wanted to use subtle and nonviolent tactics to deal with Islamist terrorists, but whose efforts are poorly regulated and badly supervised, with the result that some of the practitioners are breaking loose and engaging in black arts of propaganda." I got a little bit more on this, folks. The fake news, straight out of our CIA. Folks, God, are you that stupid to think we'd fall for that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You know, in the case of British intelligence, you can see this combination of reckless propaganda and failure of oversight at the work in the case of Operation Mass Appeal. This was exposed by former UN arms inspector Scott Ritter. Remember the guy that went over there to look at the weapons of mass destruction, couldn't find any? That's because they weren't there. Who described in his book, Iraq Confidential, how in London in June of 1998, he was introduced to two black propaganda specialists from MI6 who wanted him to give them material which they could spread through the editors and writers who work with us from time to time. Now, the government is still paying off reporters to spread disinformation, and the corporate media are acting like virtual escort services for the moneyed elites, selling access for a price to powerful government officials instead of actually investigating and reporting on what those officials are doing. One of the ways that the U.S. government spreads propaganda is by making sure that it gets its version out first. For example, the head of the U.S. Information Agency's Television and Film Division Alvin A. Snyder wrote in his book, Warriors of Disinformation, how lies, videotape, and the USA won the Cold War. All governments, including our own, lie when it suits their purposes. The key is to lie first. Another casualty always wars first was the truth. The story of the accidental Russian shootdown on the Korean airliner will be remembered pretty much the way we told it in 1983, not the way it really happened. In 2013, the American Congress repeated the formal ban against the deployment of propaganda against U.S. citizens living on American soil. I didn't know that they did that. So there is even less to constrain propaganda than before. Now, supposedly, one of the most common uses of propaganda is to sell unnecessary and counterproductive wars. Given that the American media is always pro-war, mainstream publishers, producers, editors, and reporters are willing participants. This is not lying about Saddam's non-existent weapons of mass destruction. The corporate media is still selling lies to promote war. Former Newsweek and Associated Press reporter Robert Perry notes that Ronald Reagan and the CIA unleashed a propaganda campaign in the 1980s to sell the American public on supporting the Contra rebels, utilizing private players such as Rupert Murdoch to spread disinformation. Perry notes that many of the same people that led Ronald Reagan's domestic propaganda effort in the 1980s are in power today. Now, while the older generation that pioneered these domestic propaganda techniques has passed from the scene, many other protégés are still around along with some of the same organizations. The National Endowment for Democracy, which was formed in 1983 at the urging of the CIA Director Casey and under the supervision of Walter Raymond's NSC operation, is still run by the same neocon, Carl Gershom, and has an even bigger budget now exceeding $100 million a year. How much propaganda, folks, do you think $100 million a year can buy you? Now, Gershom and his Ned played important behind-the-scenes roles in instigating the Ukraine crisis by financing activists and journalists and other operatives who supported the coup against elected President Yanukovych. The Ned-backed Freedom House also beat the propaganda drums. Two other Reagan-era veterans, Elliot Abrams and Robert Kagan, have both provided important intellectual support for continuing U.S. intervention around the world. Earlier this year, Kagan's article for the New Republic entitled Superpowers Don't Get to Retire touched a raw nerve with President Obama that he hosted Kagan at the White House at a lunch and crafted the presidential commencement speech at West Point to deflect some of Kagan's criticism of Obama's hesitancy to use military force. Now, Rupert Murdoch's media empire is bigger than ever. It's because they have a lot of people fooled that, well, this is some kind of conservative network. And folks, how many times you've heard me say this? That Fox News is nothing but the neocon network. There was never a shot fired or a war started that they didn't like and wouldn't be in there supporting. As a matter of fact, they were one of the first networks to come out with this crap that I'm sure that the CIA operatives told them this might be handy, since there's such an aversion to this ongoing war in the Middle East. Let's use a tactic of, well, let me see. Oh, that's right. You're at least going to support the soldiers, aren't you? What? Support the soldiers? Another key to American propaganda, is the constant repetition of propaganda. As the Business Insider reported in 2013, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, a highly respected officer, released a critical report regarding the distortion of truth by senior military officials in Iraq and Afghanistan. And this is right from Lieutenant Colonel Davis. He said, in context, Colonel Leap is implying we ought to change the law to enable public affairs officers to influence American public opinion when they deem it necessary to protect a key friendly center of gravity, to wit, the U.S. national will. The Smith-Mundt Monetization Act of 2012 appears to serve this purpose by allowing for the American public to be a target audience of U.S. government-funded information campaigns. Davis also quotes Brigadier General Ralph O. Baker, the Pentagon officer responsible for the Department of Defense Joint Force Deployment, who defines information operations as activities undertaken to shape the essential narrative as a conflict or situation and thus affect the attitudes and behaviors of the targeted audience. Who the hell do you think that target was? It was you. Brigadier General Baker goes on to equate descriptions of combat operations with the standard marketing strategy of repeating something until it's accepted. For years, commercial advertisers have based their advertisement strategies on the premise that there is a positive correlation between the number of times a consumer is exposed to product advertisement and that consumer inclination to sample the new product. The very same principle applies to how we influence our target audience when we conduct COIN, as they like to call it. Only, folks, we're not talking about trying to get you to buy a laundry detergent or a new toothpaste. We're talking about waging a war to go kill people that don't need to be killed. The taking of human life. And for those thousands of hours per week of government-funded radio and TV programs appear to serve Baker's strategy, which states repetition is a key tenet of IO execution, and the failure to constantly drive home a consistent message dilutes the impact on the target audiences. And folks, I'm here to tell you the government massively manipulates the web, social media, and other forms of communication. And of course, the web and social media become a huge media platform, and the Pentagon and other government agencies are massively manipulating both. Documents released by Snowden show that spies manipulate polls, website popularity, page view counts, censor videos they don't like, and amplify messages they do. This is why I had the laugh last week when somebody called in and goes, how many hits you get a day? And I go, what? How many hits you get a day? Why? Well, how many hits you get? Why? Wouldn't answer the question. Folks, if we got 5 million hits to this website a day, to me, that number's irrelevant. It's where the message is going and who is hearing it. If I want to craft a mainstream media message, hell, I'll just go into the mainstream media business. I'll create a radio network. I'll give you every kind of pablum out there for entertainment and distraction to fill the cockles of your little soul. Not interested in doing that. Never have been. And I don't give a damn if we get 100,000 hits a day or we get, like I said, I get 5 million. I don't care. Because this is for the more discerning. This is the graduate class of higher education in this country. You get the straight, unfettered news based on people's experience that have been, well, around the block a few times. That's why I don't trust real young talk show hosts, because they got a lot of energy and a lot of vim and vigor, but not a whole lot of experience. And it takes a while to develop that gut check or that gut instinct, that you can just look at something and you just absolutely know something is askew. Documents released by Snowden show that spies manipulate the polls, as I said. The CIA and other government agencies also put enormous energy into pushing propaganda through movies, television, and video games. Well, I know how two of the three who owns them. Cross-border propaganda. And it ain't limited to our own borders. Sometimes the government plants disinformation in the American media in order to mislead foreigners. For example, the official government summary of the American overthrow of the democratically elected president of Iran in the 50s stated this. In cooperation with the Department of State, CIA had several articles planted in major American newspapers and magazines which, when reproduced in Iran, had the desired psychological effect in Iran and contributed to the war of nerves against Mossadegh. The CIA also bribed leading foreign journalists, and CNN accepted money from the brutal Bahraini dictatorship to run pro-monarchy propaganda. And everybody who challenges the status quo is labeled as a purveyor of what? fake news, or even worse. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects the freedom of the press from censorship by government. Indeed, the entire reason that it is unlawful for the government to stop stories from being printed is because that would punish those who criticize those in power. Why? Because the Founding Fathers knew that governments, like the British monarchy, will always crack down on those who point out the emperor ain't got no clothes. But the freedom of the press is under massive attack in America today. For example, the powers that be argue the highly paid corporate media shills who will act as stenographers for the fat cats should have the constitutional protections guaranteeing freedom of the press. So in other words, they're claiming that they have a constitutional right to lie to you. A Harvard law professor argues that the First Amendment is outdated and should be abandoned. When financially savvy bloggers challenged the Federal Reserve's policy, a Fed official called all bloggers stupid and unqualified to comment. And the government is treating the real investigative journalists like criminals, or even, shall I say, terrorists. Obama has gone after top reporters. His Department of Justice labeled Chief Fox News Washington correspondent James Rosen a criminal conspirator, in a leak case, and for many years threatened to prosecute Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times journalist James Risen. Obama also spied on Risen, Rosen, the Associated Press, CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson, and other media. In fact, top NSA whistleblowers tell Washington Blog that the NSA has spied on reporters for well over a decade to make sure they don't reveal illegal government programs. Notice I didn't say legal government programs. I'm saying, folks, they were spying on reporters because they didn't want them to reveal the illegal government programs. The Pentagon smeared USA Today reporters because they investigated illegal Pentagon propaganda. You want to know why your pablum looks the way it does? It's got that homogeneous consistency of absolute blah. That's because there's people that hate the truth, and they want to hide in the shadows with their dastardly little deeds, and they don't want the American people to know. Well, I'm sorry. Did I miss something? Did Obama, when he moved into the White House... Did George Bush, when he moved into the White House, was there a price tag hanging there? For sale, the country, $1.298. This is what keeps a free people free, is a free press with the ability to go tarry forth and report unafraid. The only people who are afraid are the crooks and the liars, ladies and gentlemen. It's the deceivers, the no-goodniks. Give them a name. I don't give a damn what you call them. The government admits that journalists could be targeted with counterterrorism laws. For example, after Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, journalist Naomi Wolf, Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, no, that's right, he's still not dead, and others sued the government to enjoin the NDAA's allowance of the indefinite detention of Americans, the judge asked the government attorneys five times whether journalists like Hedges could be indefinitely detained simply for interviewing and then writing about bad guys. The government refused to promise that journalists like Hedges won't be thrown in a dungeon for the rest of their lives without any right to talk to a judge. In an effort to protect Bank of America from the threatened WikiLeaks expose of the bank's wrongdoing, the Department of Justice told Bank of America to hire a specific hardball-playing law firm to assemble a team to take down WikiLeaks. And the NSA and its British counterpart treated WikiLeaks like a terrorist organization, going so far as to target its employees politically and then to spy on visitors to the website. Ron, we got a Mac Daddy of a problem here.
Absolutely. You know, disinformation, I remember as a young man, hearing about how they got the American soldiers to actually kill Japanese people, you know, men, I should say. They they brought the rumor out that Japanese were just a short bit above the monkey. He actually has a tail, and that made it easier on the conscious to destroy him.
You know, so, there was a story that was put up on our website, and it was actually one of these clickbait stories. But as you read the damn thing, it went back to World War One, and after World War One, what the German soldiers thought about the American soldiers. And it was pretty astounding, some of the views that they had, that they said these guys weren't afraid of anything. You know, they'd mount an attack, their squads would come at you, firing hither and yon, and they didn't give a damn. But they also found out that they weren't animals, and that they displayed human tendencies and kindness to the people of Germany. You know, you saw the usual American soldier handing out chocolate bars and whatever. It was more than that. War is a horrible thing. It's hard on the furniture, and it happens to kill people. And a lot of people don't like to see those things unless they're ordered in by their government by way of conscription. If we can't get you to do it voluntarily, we'll mandate you to go do it. Folks, I'm anti-war to this point. Screw with us here in this country, God help you. Enough of running around the world killing everybody else.
Your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
All right. Ron, we are back. Any parting shots here on this Monday, my friend?
what I've heard on Michelle Obama. I know you're going to think I'm a crackpot after you hear this, but they're alleging that she's actually a trainee, you know, or, you know, the crossover. And even Joan Rivers, 2 weeks before her death, was approached by a reporter, and the reporter asked her the question, how do you feel about Michelle Obama? And she comes out and said, well, she's a trainee. She's
Let me clarify what you're saying. Sounds like you're saying trainee, a tranny.
Tranny.
Or transvestite. Tranny. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And she says, she said, yeah, she's a tranny. And she says, everyone knows about it. She's a tranny. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Well,
and she was dead 2 years, 2 weeks later.
Well, and I also saw some very unflattering Mr. Fufu, Mr. Obama, I'm sorry, Barry Sartorial. I mean, it was a well-known fact that this guy was an in-your-face homosexual. And to top your story, I also saw a story today that those kids they got, they're actually rent-a-kids. They're not even really their biological offspring.
There's two episodes or incidents, I should say, where Obama says, Michael and I, and he doesn't actually go back and correct himself saying Michelle, and another incident where he says, Michelle and I. So those are caught on tape. So
well, and I've asked people, they say, oh, well, that's absolute balderdash. Really? Ron, if you never saw Caitlyn Jenner, if I marched Bruce Jenner through a room and I asked you just to sit and observe what was going on, and Bruce Jenner walked into the room, didn't address you, didn't look at you, but just walked into the room, you know, whatever, and then left the room. Now, if I had asked you 5 minutes after that happened, what did you see in that room? You would probably report to me that, well, okay, well, I observed this, this, and a man came in and then left the room.
Yeah.
But if I would have walked Caitlyn Jenner in there, and you didn't know Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn Jenner because he got his little wee-wee whacked off, you would be hard-pressed. And I've said this to people, and I've challenged them. You know, Caitlyn Jenner looked good enough. If I had a couple of beers and the lighting was just right, I might even hit on Caitlyn Jenner myself.
I wouldn't have identified her as a tranny.
Well, of course you wouldn't.
Pronounce that tranny, yeah.
Yeah. That's because that's the whole idea behind transsexual transformations, is they want to do away with the old sex that they were. Now, I'll tell you who failed miserably. What the hell is her name? Bono or whatever it is, Cher's daughter?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She, well, I'll adjust that. I think she makes a better-looking boy than she ever did a girl, because she was one butt-ugly girl. And she makes a reasonably unattractive young man now. But people would argue with me, oh, that's not true about Michelle Obama. There's no way that she could possibly be a transvestite. Really? I give you Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
God.
I mean, all the evidence points to her being a man.
Mikey, your little note here, Jennifer is a pre-op. What do you mean a pre-op? No, I cannot hear you. What? Open up your damn microphone. Open up your damn microphone.
He hadn't got the surgery yet, so...
What do you mean he didn't get the surgery yet?
He got the boobs.
He didn't get his little dingling whacked off?
Whack, no.
Holy mackerel. Well, then, maybe that would appeal to Barack Obama, then. All right. Hey, Ron, thank you so much.
Hey, always a pleasure, John.
And thank you, folks, for being here today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.